traveling down through almost a water form of light.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of dark and bluish.
Okay. So just drifting. Moving through time and space. Allowing yourself to be carried. Drifted. To another time, another place. Another you.
Coming through into like through clouds
and
daylight.
And let me know when your feet touch the ground.
Okay, there's other people there.
Okay, and what's going on? What's the mood of the other people?
Talking, joking, almost somewhat festive.
Are you outside or inside?
Outside. Almost a village-like setting.
Mm-hmm. So is there food or refreshments or just people gathered? Or?
I think there's food there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one person that has slightly long hair. Village clothing. Yeah, he might be eating something.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of talking, joking.
Is he younger or middle age or older?
No older than mid 40s.
Okay.
He almost has a Gerard Depardieu look, but dark hair.
And do you feel like this is you, or are you watching him? Like, are you watching the scene from above, or are you in a body?
It seems more from the side, an observer.
Okay, so notice, do you have feet?
Yes.
Okay, and what are your feet like? Are they your regular feet as they are now, or are they different?
They appear to be sandals.
Okay, and are these adult feet or child's feet?
Adult.
Are they male or female feet?
Male.
And what's the skin tone?
White tone.
And then following up from the feet, beginning to notice the legs and the torso, what kind of clothing are you wearing, if any?
Baggy pants. They almost seem kind of gray. Similar to like a gray corduroy, but not quite, you know, mm-hmm. some kind of material like that. Soft like that.
Mm-hmm. And on your upper half?
It's a little more ornate or design oriented, mm-hmm. with almost sort of shoulders raised, with sharp edges, maybe medieval, medieval space age even, I don't know, with some, you know, like red lines on the outer portion, maybe some sort of red writing on there. Could be a coat of arms or just a symbol.
Mm-hmm. And what about your body shape? Are you lean or muscular or overweight? Short or tall? Average?
Seem to be fairly tall and lean, but probably more heavier than now.
Mm-hmm.
So, slightly thicker, bulkier, more muscular, I don't know.
And does the body seem to be healthy, or is there anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Large and strong, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing right now?
Let me connect to it more. Mm-hmm. Almost seem to have a gray hood and tilting my head downwards. Maybe in like a prayer or meditative form.
Mm-hmm. What kind of emotion are you feeling, if anything?
It's connecting to a form of light, almost like a candlelight.
No. Others around you noticing this or not really paying attention to you? Or?
It seems like I'm there, but they're doing their own thing.
Mm.
And this form of energy or connection is very pure and loving.
Mm-hmm.
So there seems to be a purpose of being there. Maybe you're trying to draw it in, or there's some kind of goal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Does this feel very natural and normal, like you do this often, or is this something special, unique thing?
It's something normal. You know, it's like the role of a magician or something like that,
mm-hmm.
loosely related to that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be even something interdimensional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering that. Is there something about this gathering or occasion that calls for this type of help or service that you're providing?
The image, but it's only fleeting, of some stones in the background, just really freshly cut, just sort of stacked or standing and leaning against each other. They're almost marble-like because they're very clean cut and shiny and monotone. I'll have to pause each time to kind of get back into the feeling.
Okay.
Any questions?
What's the significance of the marble or the stone that you noticed?
I think they seem to be light raising, like they have an ability in and of themselves, like you wouldn't really think, like you might view it as representational or directional, but I guess they have some kind of power.
Mm. What else are you noticing?
Just sort of bringing in light with my hands from upwards.
Mm-hmm.
This may be something to do with helping this village, this society, this planet, or this earth.
Share or explore here, or do you want to move forward or backward in this man's life?
It does seem transitory, like that's not me or that person's home.
Mm.
It's there and then you can just move away.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could follow it elsewhere.
Okay.
It's home or it's next place. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So on the count of three, move to another place with this man, with this energy. On the count of three. One, two, three. Just share what you're noticing.
The immediate visual I get is like a light city. In other words, It's sort of like still clouds that are like almost like mountains or the city. It's not really a city. It's like just structures of beams of monuments of light, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And are there a lot who reside there, or just a few?
It's definitely a place where people can move about, stay or meet, maybe to rest or do some kind of work. I get the sense of the stationary architecture, but there's also moving up and down or across, almost like a public transportation or conveyor belts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really necessarily a set form.
And what do you do here in this place?
Number one, it's very peaceful and quiet. So that's some sort of tone involved. So far, I haven't really seen anyone else, per se. But I get the feeling it could be a healing place, it could be informational, connecting of information, keeping track.
Any sense about yourself, about your characteristics or personality?
Me or the person seems loving and gentle, free of distortions of judgment, from what I can tell. Seems to have a sort of work ethic of following a path or a goal, helping out, providing service. almost sort of a, for lack of a better term, like a warriorship, I guess, in one facet. I'll see if I can bring someone else into it. So I saw a more of a female form, entity, person descend down slowly, and it had sort of a orangish red rust hue to it, and just pointing out, I think that I created this with a thought form, this juncture, a spot that's relating to the work.
Does it feel like you work with others a lot or are connected with others, or do you do a lot of your own things on your own?
I get the feeling that I can and do, but I'm sort of distant a lot of the time. Perhaps, or this person is doing this or that, traveling. So that's not, I do have a home, but that wouldn't be considered the home. Almost like a space station or something like that.
And what is it that you enjoy the most about the work that you do?
Connecting to the source and the light. Bringing that into realization. And just helping others. Get the feeling I may know this other person.
Of who this other person is.
This person is kind of just quick and short to the point. You know, no frills. It's hard to describe. You know, someone that will say what's on their mind, I guess.
Very very direct.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, possibly with some sort of attitude in a good way.
Mm-hmm. And you have a strong connection?
I think so, but it's different. It's like somehow there's the color difference means something. I'm more blue and she's more the reddish.
Mm-hmm.
And I see tracing paths similar, but then going elsewhere.
Mm.
So I guess that may make sense since she's sort of passionate or fiery.
I'm going to count from 1 to 3. Let's move to a significant event in this life as this man. As I count to 3, 1, 2, 3. Whenever you're ready, just tell me what you notice.
There's seems to be rocky terrain, like a rocky planet, with structures built onto it. That would be like phallic structures with pillars, you know, set in different places to stand up.
Okay.
Pretty rough terrain as far as jagged edges, and there could be flat areas. I had the sense that there was some sort of battle involved with this, maybe planetary or something like that. Just kind of flying around, looking around. There's something with the atmosphere, because I see just plain black and stars, and then also a thick atmosphere emanating outwards. So it could be creating an atmosphere. It's sort of a thick, yellowy, pillowy atmosphere that's flying around.
Mm.
So there's about half and half, one that's completely blank on the left side and the other one is emanating out. Maybe it's a moon. Out of atmospheres, I guess.
How do you feel here?
this seems to be work, so I'm kind of observing and maybe have some kind of role. Maybe it's with the atmosphere. But there are people working on the ground. I'm not sure why there was a battle connotation earlier. Maybe it was in between or after. Maybe they're repairing.
What else do you notice?
Some mirrored pyramids. Just in dirt. Two of them.
What's the purpose of those?
To say it's like a portal, like in Land of the Lost, but I think that's maybe what it is, and possibly supplies are pulled through there. And then I get the feeling that maybe people could pass through there. But they're close in proximity to the buildings or structures or work, so. People are sort of smiling and happy. Hello, how are you? How have you been? Maybe people are rejoining somewhere. Yeah, it seems to be pretty joyous and just smiles and talking.
Are you working with the others, or are you doing your own thing?
I feel I'm in part an observer that's just moving around scene to scene to wherever I want to see, and then I think there's a role of some sort. Again, helping to rebuild, probably, and related to the atmosphere. I see like on the horizon, it's almost like a white moon that is very large. So this moon may be orbiting another larger moon. Could be an asteroid that's revolving around the moon, or it could be a planet. Something white.
So your form is humanoid, but you're not a regular human. Is that right? energy vibration, not in a human form, but more of a vibration.
I think it's a human form that I just assume, and the rest of them are humans, like forms.
So this human form, does it age? Does it die? Or do you just discard it when it's time where you want to? Or how does that work?
I don't think I have a lifespan on that place. So it's a temporary being there. I can't tell whether I live on another planet in a regular human form, but I don't think so.
So in this form, is there the purpose of learning and growing like there would be in our human body, or is this more for giving back as a temporary experience?
It seems more doing, and also related to this particular place, as I see the white object raise in the above the horizon into the sky. I see like shipped vehicles, crafts, whatever, sort of take off into the air. And so that's kind of what they're building in part. And from there it becomes a stronger, sustainable thing.
So this you, that experience, this type of life experience, what advice does he have for the you you are now in your life? What would he tell you?
Be strong, be vigilant, stay on the path. Try to not let your true essence be deflected or over eclipsed by, you know, whatever is in the present or around you. Because, you know, basically that's our great strength, our source of power, and our true essence. It's kind of involatile. And that can, of course, be applied to all areas of life, I guess.
All of his gifts and skills and his awareness is yours. It's available to you at any time. There's a reason why your higher self wanted you to experience this life experience. whether it's to tap into that awareness, to remember these abilities, this skill, or is it something else? What do you feel or sense? It's the reason why you came to experience, re-experience this particular life.
I think you're on target with what you said, and also just because it is, and it's just something else to tap into and know. But yeah, there could be the reason that we went that direction in the first place, to know and experience that.
There's obviously so much more here that we could explore, but for today, I think it's about time to end. I'm wondering if there's something important from this life that you want to experience, somewhere you need to go, or something you need to see or look at.
The only thing I have is a visual of like someone that is like an adult form, but there's like a zap of energy going around and a light, and when you have to come back into this realm, it's like just a really strong electrical that. Somewhat painful, I guess, but it's just that separation. I'm not sure what that has to do with it, but that's the separation of, I guess, in the maybe the normal state where I am or many people. I don't know if it's that is where I was when I left to come here, like kneeling down on one knee and almost like a sci-fi pad and, you know, like these zigzag of lightning bolts around, circularly, yeah, symbolic, I guess, for coming into this world and maybe that's what's required to condense down into the state.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I guess that's it as far as messages.
Okay, and remembering those tools that you have for, yeah, you're right, it's very dense in this state, and then there's tools that we have for when we want to raise our vibration and connect spiritually, to remember these things and to access more of who we really are and our abilities. And so in the days and weeks ahead, I invite you to utilize those practices for raising your vibration, to sense and feel and remember from this life experience that you just had, tapping into that part of you and drawing that into this life experience, being able to merge and blend that you and this you, and utilize all that's available, all that you know and all of your awareness in this life. Is there anything else that you need before coming fully and completely back into the room?
I think it's just taking that sort of sense or feeling of energy and strength and source, and remembering it, tapping into that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and as you do that, it'll strengthen and you'll remember more. And in your meditation and in your dream time, more information can come through and more insights and more remembering.